I think the bandwidth on them is 500K as well. At least that's what they're configured for. Encrypted and the whole nine yards.
Well, the other thing is you don't want to be on or near 915. Not just because of the license toll booths and stuff. There's a lot of stuff that's set up for exactly 915. Yeah, and you're close to it. So just better off just staying away from it. Alrighty. That's a good advice. Anybody else have any thoughts about 900 and 5 megahertz testing at Alabama testing at 2.4, just to kind of whet our appetite and compare that to what we may see, you know, go to 900 if we should make that investment. Alrighty. Well, that ends that. Alright, well, I want to thank everybody for this topic. Are there anybody else that needs to chime in before we secure the net? And just a reminder that we do have a hamfest in Bergenfield on Saturday. Door is open for vendors at 6, for ham buyers at 7, and it will be breakfast starting about 7:30, and of course lunch starting about 11 or 10:30, 11, of all sorts of yummy, wonderful things. Alrighty. And also, as a member, there's a craft fair, flea market kind of thing, and pet adoption. There'll be some technical forums for the hams. If you'd like to host a forum at one point, just give me a call real quick and run it by me, and we're good. So, anybody have any thoughts?
Mission costs?
Yeah, I think it's $3 or $4 or $5, somewhere like that, for the hams. I want to say it's $3 or $4. It's not $5. I think it's $3 or $4. And it's only for the ham.
More tech topic, K2VIR.
Sure, go ahead.
Thank you, Gord. I ordered a DVD-T, one of those RTL 2832, whatever. You know, Paul posted that in the up converter to the TechNet group sometime around a week ago. So I did order the dongle. I did not order the up converter. I want to go step by step. It would be helpful to know if there's anyone on the net, if I run into software installation setup problems, that I might be able to ask advice. I will be trying to install this on a slow old XP laptop, K2EIR.
Yeah, I can probably help you a little bit with it.
That's good. Okay, well, we'll see. The other thing I have to see about is whether I ever get time. You know, torn a million different ways these days, but and still waiting for some things to subside, family, estate issues, and so forth. Okay, thank you very much, Gordon. We'll see how that goes. K2EIR.
WI2W.
Good. Yeah, hi, Howie. I just hooked one up and brought it to Kitwright this past week. I use software called HDSDR. Really easy to install. You had to download one other file, and I'll send you out a PDF that describes the process. You just download this driver. It's a DLL file. You stick it in the same folder that the HDSDR got installed to, and run the software. It works really, really great. I hooked it up to my 10-meter antenna at home, up to my tri-bander, and 10 over S9 signals, perfectly clear, beautiful audio, really, really nice. The that I have goes from 23 megahertz up to 1.7 gig. So, had some fun with it at Kit Night. We listened in on the local fire department, 150 fire in town. The reason I got it was to hook it up to my PS480 to use as a pan adapter. Tap off points in any radio. Typically pick off the first IF. Any questions, I'll be happy to help you. KTVAR-WIGW.
That thing. So yours works all the way down to 23 megahertz. What's the chipset?
I think it's the 2832 and 4000, I think, are the two chips in it. I got it on eBay for $9.73 shipped.
Very good. a lot of those just, I mean, even with that chipset, won't go below like 50 megahertz very much. So that's interesting. I'm glad you were able to get down there. Are you bringing that on Saturday?
I'm not sure if I'm coming yet on Saturday. I've got some family stuff going on, so I will let you know.
Okay. Feed him breakfast. I understand. In fact, I now remember what you told me, so yeah, enjoy. All right, anybody else?
Gordon, NBR, driver.
A lot of people. NBR first.
Can you give us a street address and zip code for the GPS?
Absolutely. It is 19 North William Street, 07621. That's 19 North William Street, Bergenfield, one word by the way, and the zip code is 07621.
Thank you. Into NBR.
Ah, thank you. That was a very valuable little piece. Anybody else?
Into MH.
Sir Mark.
Oh, Andrew
O'Neill's
awake.
I got you in a second, Noel. Go ahead, Mark.
Okay. Regarding the RTL dongle, we played with them. We've had a number of people in the shop play with them. They are quite an amazing gizmo. If I recall correctly, throwing on an XP a machine is kind of a pain. Installing it on a Windows 7 machine was a breeze. The thing has no front-end selectivity, so just be aware of that. If you've got anything in your neighborhood that's strong, that's within the passband, you could have problems. I recall seeing something on the net where some guy managed to hack inside the thing. He opened up, did something, and through some clever use of the software, was able to get it to do MF and HF, some limitations. So there is a way, apparently, to copy lower frequencies without the subconverter, but you lose something. And I just glanced at it, you know, just shoved it in the back of the mind for future use and went on. But do some web search about using this on HF and you may find something. N2MH.
Yeah, that's good advice for Howie. You catch that, Howie?
And really the answer is to buy an up converter. Both the dongle and when I buy the up converter comes from New Electric. NOOELC.
Okay, maybe you want to shoot that out to me or put it on the Comtech group or both. They quite don't get all that. In fact, a lot of people have made some really good suggestions tonight. I've been running that mobile. I have to keep track of who is here. But it'd be great if people would shoot that to an appropriate, should we say, persistent repository, for like a better term. Along that line, by the way, I started playing with a couple of different products, and I've decided to get my hands on something for work from a company called SignalHound, and they make a variety of RF decks in the sub-$1,000 category, but they have a couple of FFT devices that are really amazing. The fastest one they have, about $2,800, including hardware and software, and the SignalHound Bravo Bravo 60 Charlie. Bravo Bravo 60 Charlie. If you see an Alpha out there too, they're not bad either, but they're not quite as robust. But I must say, imagine this, they can take a 27 megahertz swath spectrum and feed I and Q down 150 meg channel on IP. And give you resolution down to 1 microsecond. That's pretty amazing, getting an IQ stream such that you can do that. That's pretty amazing. Anyway, but for $2,800, you should be able to get something cool. But and the receiver goes from basically DC to 6 gig. Not bad. But you might want to look it up. Bravo 60 Charlie. All right, anybody else? All righty, well, I want to thank everybody for a lovely evening. This has been fun, as it always is. Forward to seeing most, if not all of you, on Saturday. If not, anyway. Now, just coming up soon, we're going to have a Christmas night. Christmas night, we will not have a net. We will have one on New Year's night, however. On the first, we will have a net. So I'm just telling you in advance that don't even bother Christmas night. Unless people want to have a net, well, we can take a poll next week. I want to back up net control, who's pretty committed, in case I can't get to it. But people like discussing what they got for Christmas, and that may be worthwhile. So I'm cool with that. And I'll just say this, I'm going to post a list to the ComTech group of the list of things that I would like to somehow incorporate onto a 8x4 Harbor Freight augmented trailer. And it's going to be really interesting to see how that all works out. But it's quite a laundry list. It's going to take me probably the best part of a year to get to it. But I'm looking for suggestions on how to fulfill some of the items that are listed on the wish list. You'll see it probably tomorrow, the next day. You'll see it up on the ComTech group. So I'm looking for comments. Alrighty, everybody. It's been fun. I want to thank the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for using the repeater, and thank Barra for sponsoring the net as well. And wish you all a pleasant day and a fun, safe weekend. We'll see you at the Hamfest. This is K2BAR, W2TTT, returning the net to a repeater to normal amateur radio use.
got this one on also. I don't pick that machine up at all.
Later. Yeah, that's the plan.
As busy as I am not, you can get it down here anytime you want.
Okay, that's good, that's good. Let me see how he makes out with getting it registered. Who knows, maybe we can do it tomorrow. Get it out of the way. The sooner I get it to you, the sooner I get it back, my son can start to use it. He suggested transmission fluid change. That'll be up to you to decide. Tune up, and then the brake job.
82 BOR. All right, not to keep business on the airways, which I know you're not supposed to do. You just get it down here. I'll look the car over, and I'll just stay in contact with you on what I think it needs and what it doesn't need. I'm going to do an inspection on the whole car first when it comes in.
All right, that sounds good. That sounds good. All right, let me back out of here. I'm sweating like a pig. I'm hoping I'm breaking this cold because I feel like crap today. Let me wind some things up and get ready to head down there. I don't know where you'll be when I get on the road around 4 o'clock, but I'll give you a call on 955 to start. 82 BOR, 73 Howie, good hearing you this morning. W2HL, this is N1LU, back to you, Rocky.
All right, you probably won't be to work by the time I come back. I usually get to Debbie's house at 4 o'clock for my breakfast, then take my pills, and I'm usually back here by 4:30. So one way or another, I'll catch you on your way into work. N1LU, W2HL, I think it is, or N2HL, I forget. And KD2BOR, we'll be listening.
Yeah, where'd everybody go? Guys signing?
Howie, I'm not signing. Charlie signed. He's got to go pick up his son at the train station. Then he'll be back in later on his mobile. But I'm still here.
Okay. What, he's off? Is he going to work tonight?
Yeah, after he picks up his son. I imagine he's taking his wife's vehicle to pick up his son. And then he'll jump back in his to go to work. So he's just going to be a little later going into work tonight.
USO. Got any cars for sale?
Nothing right now, Howie. I had a couple, and I had a friend of mine interested, and the people kind of did them wrong, and nothing available right now. I had a 2000 Acura 3.2, which is in very good shape, and I also had a 2005 Toyota Camry with 57,000 miles on it. It was for sale, and then both people either sold it to somebody else or they wanted more money for it and they backed out of everything.
If you come by like a four-wheel drive, like a Jeep, I'm looking for something like that. A Jeep. Used. I need something to get around in the snow. This BMW doesn't get around in the snow.
If I see anything, I'll get a hold of you. Is your email on QRZ good?
Absolutely, yes. Yes. Really, I need one bad. I gotta get one bad. Because I don't want to run the, this thing. This thing is dangerous, actually. A little snow and this thing gets nuts. Because I got, the all-season radios, but these radios aren't good in the, they're not really good, they're too wide. This thing has rear-wheel drive, as I think all BMWs do. This thing is terrible in the snow.
Yeah, I know they are. Rear-wheel drive is not meant for the Northeast, that's for sure. But that's all we had at one time, unless you bought a military Jeep, but... Yeah, my girlfriend just got her new truck yesterday. She's going to be turning her BMW back in up at work where they let her go. So we went to the GMC dealer last night and picked up her new truck. So she's happy.
I got to definitely do something. Ticket of service. Maybe put this thing in the storage for the winter. I would like to do that. And try to get, a Jeep or something. Another four-wheel drive. I don't know, you know, something like maybe a Ford Bronco or, you know, these old four-wheel drive vehicles. To hear some, definitely let me know. I appreciate that, Charlie. I mean, Rocco. I'll be on the side, the W2HO.
No problem, Howie. If something comes up, I think it's decent, I'll give you an email and we can get together. All right, I'm going to put it aside. I'll be listening, but Mother Nature's calling. I'll be back. KD2BOR. Howie, if you're out there, I'm going to go to the mobile and get another cup of coffee. KD2BOR.
If I don't catch
gotcha. I'll talk to you over the weekend or sometime. Have a good weekend like that, and good luck. We'll catch you later. KD2, VOR.
Okay, very good. Yeah, this is like
in a tough spot. I didn't get any of that, Charlie. All right, we'll talk to you later. We're clear.
73, NYLU. WA2ZOZ.
Hey, Dunham, how's it going? Stand by a minute. I want to listen to the traffic in a second.
Hello, Charlie. I just got up a couple hours ago. These medicines the doctor gave me, they're killing me. Can't enjoy a cup of coffee. So my stomach is upset around the clock. Can't stand salt, like grapefruit juice and stuff like that. It's killing me. She has me on this metformin, it's called. I'm taking 2,000 milligrams. Now, I think that 2,000 milligrams of anything excessive, but she has me taking two of these gigantic horse pills a day. Blood pressure medicine, I'm taking, have to take two pills of that a day. And the Crestor generic I'm taking for cholesterol, and it's killing me. I can't stand it. And I have another appointment Monday. I'm just going to tell her I can't take this anymore. It's killing me. And every 4.5 hours, I have to take a nap, and I have to constantly be by a bathroom. I've been doing this for about a week now. I don't know if she expects I'll get used to it or not, but man, I don't even want to drive.
Well, it sounds like you're enjoying your retirement. Yeah, that's too bad. What is all this for? I mean, I know about the blood pressure medication. Well, what's the rest for, and how did this come up all of a sudden?
Well, I didn't, I stopped taking the medication without her knowing about it. I didn't take it for like 6 months, like since I retired. I didn't know about the drug plans and all of that, and I felt pretty good. And then I decided I'd better go for a checkup, and I did get the Humana drug plan, and I wasn't using it, and I figured that would be a waste of money. So, she gave me a blood test, and everything was high. The blood sugar was high. Cholesterol was high. And, well, I guess it's my own fault for not going to the physician for 6 months.
Have you put in a call to her to let her know how you're reacting to all this medication?
No, not yet. Not yet. I thought I'd, I read on the medicine sheets that came with, came from the drugstore, said, for a while, see how you react to this medicine, and, then if you have a poor reaction to it, then contact your physician. So it's been about a week, and, like I say, I'll be going there Monday.
Yeah, okay. Well, I hope everything works out for you. It sounds like you're a bit over-medicated, but I'm no doctor. So you definitely have to get back in contact with her, for sure. Anyway, I've got that TYT all set up in my house. We'll have to try to work each other on the 400 machine one day during the week, maybe.
Okay, so you have, for the 400 machine, you have a new transceiver for the 400 machine?
Yeah, I got the TYT 9000D, the 220 mobile, set up in my house. And, you know, it's for all the 220 machines, but that's the one that I get into the best. I can get into the 940s, but that thing sounds like crap. I can get into Weka. Oh, that is Weka, the 400. I can get into the Carmel machine. I can even key up the Harriman machine, but I don't know how good I'm in there because I haven't talked to anybody on it. I don't know that frequency offhand.
Okay. When you said 400 machine, I wasn't thinking. I'm a little delirious 24 hours a day here. I thought you meant like 400 megahertz, like the 70 centimeter band. I believe the Harriman machine, I believe I was able to access that with this F6 on 220. And I thought I had worked you on that. You told me about the machine.
It's possible. I don't remember where I worked you. Whether I worked you when I was in the car or when I was home on the HT.
That I don't remember either. I have totally amplified crab disease right now, as I guess you could probably tell.
Well, that's understandable. Actually, you don't sound much different to me than you normally do. I'm under the weather myself. I don't know if you can tell in my voice, but I'm sick as a dog. I really don't feel like going into work today, but I have to. I'd much rather stay home. I'm going in late because I just picked up my son at the train station. Brought him home, got him settled in, and now I'm on my way to work. Hopefully I'll be able to get out early today. But I feel like absolutely horrible. Woke up with a splitting headache. That's gone away a little bit. I took some aspirin for that, some ibuprofen, and it seems to be a little bit better, but I feel completely crappy.
Now that's not so good. I guess you've been really busy between the family and the job. The Chestnut Ridge luncheon, I understand they're going to have two of them now. Since I got an email, the email said a lot of guys probably won't be around for the first one. So I think that one's still in order, but they're going to have another one about a week later.
Yeah, I saw an email about the luncheon. I haven't read it yet, or if I did, I just can't remember it. But with the way I feel, I'm not committing myself to anything. Plus, the kids are going to both be home in a little while. My oldest has just got home, and I have a funny feeling we're picking up my youngest this weekend, either Saturday or Sunday. I'm not sure when. So it's going to be a full house again. But I'll make it eventually. I'm hoping I get rid of this cold pretty quick. You know, we're awful close to Christmas. I don't want to be sick during the holiday.
WA2ZOZ. That's true, especially with, I'm sure you'll have a lot of company and all of that. Oh, how is the 600 working? I can't even think of the prefix. Oh, the SX600, how does your new rig look on that? Did you check the power?
Yeah, it's showing about 50, 55 watts out. My SWR is a little bit high. It's about 1.8 to 1, which I'm not sure why. I'm waiting to see when this antenna dries out. When it rains, the SWR seems to get real high. I've got to work on an antenna now. This ladder line J pole outside is not working out as well as I had hoped, and I want to try to get an antenna that I can get into the 880 machine with. I can key it. I can hear it. Get about an S1 on it, but just can't seem to get into it with this antenna. So I'm going to have to get something with a little bit more gain. I really want to get that CX333. Maybe if I can have some nice weather. I don't know when. January, see if I have a nice weekend. It would be easy enough to put up in place of my Antron 99. but that's the plan right now. Try to get a little bit more gain on 220, see if I can get into that 880 machine a little bit better than I am now. WA2ZOZ, N1LU. I'm going to stop in about 2 minutes for a cup of coffee.
WA2ZOZ. Don't forget, I still have that 220 beam. I have it in the closet right now in storage. Haven't used it. Damn, I think I used it maybe 4 or 5 times just testing with the F6. Oh, just before you you stopped, did you notice mileage and gas mileage when you inflated the tires? Like, when we inflated the tires, did you notice a difference in mileage?
I haven't really checked. I'm due to check, but I haven't done that yet. Maybe the next time I fill up, I'll check it out and see what I get. But the car certainly drives a lot nicer. It doesn't pull. You know, it doesn't seem like a truck anymore. It just holds the road a little bit better now that the tires are better inflated. But I haven't checked my mileage yet.
Oh, okay. Very good. Okay, I'll let you get your coffee. This will be WA2ZOZ. Parentheses is coming in. Standing by.
All right, I'll be back in a minute. N1LU. WA2ZOZ, N1LU mobile.
WA2ZOZ. 3 days ago, I was in Bergenfield. I was driving by the Exxon station, and my eyes almost popped out of my head. $2.39 a gallon. $2.39 a gallon for regular at one of the blue chip gas companies, so to speak. And I had 3/4 of a tank, so I didn't go in.
Sorry about that. I'm eating a fig Newton. I'm hoping if maybe I eat food, I'll feel better. It doesn't seem to be working. Yeah, it's amazing how low it's going. I'll enjoy it while it lasts. I'm hoping it's a new trend. Gas just went down another 2 cents in Connecticut. Last week it went down 6. Today I noticed it went down 2. It was 3.25 a couple of weeks ago. Then it went down to 3.19 overnight. And then today I saw it's 3.17. That's great for Connecticut. But, yeah, I like being in the $2 range. Saving a lot of money on gas with this windfall. Well, you know, for the people I talk to, if we can get that Canadian pipeline approved, I think that's what it is, that'll help us out a lot with the gas prices and the fracking that's going on. Supposedly that's helping as well. You know, less dependency on foreign oil will bring the prices down.
Yeah, we could have had lower gas prices a long time ago, but with the politics having their in their pockets, so to speak, I don't even know what I'm trying to say here, with their hands out and in other people's pockets, that was the reason. Right, what do they call it? The Keystone Pipeline. The Republicans want to have that approved, as do the Democrats. Do the Democrats want it? No, I don't think the Democrats do want it, with this global warming conspiracy thing. And the fracking seems to be much, much safer. They have different fracking methods now, etc. And who knows? It might drop another 50 or 60 cents.
Yeah, this summer I think will be the telling thing. See if it goes up during the summer when people like to travel a lot. Yeah, that fracking is pretty interesting. I saw a special on TV might have been the Discovery Channel on how they exactly how they frack. And it was very interesting what they go through to keep it as safe as possible. You know, nothing's 100%. You know, you got these tree huggers that are worried about what the fracking is going to do to the environment. Same thing with the pipeline. Well, what if you get a crack or a leak or whatever? But it's, you know, it's just as dangerous, if not more dangerous, to travel, transport oil in tankers on railroad cars than it is to send it through a pipeline. But nobody complains about the railroad cars, you know, rumbling through their town at high speeds loaded with oil. You know, you have a derailment there, you got a major catastrophe on your hands. So everything's got a little bit of risk.
Well, the pipeline, if it's maintained well, and they have security every so many miles, hell, it should be a hell of a lot cheaper than even traveling by rail. However, I heard that most of that oil might be going overseas from the Keystone Pipeline, but I'm not sure if it is or not. Who knows?
Go ahead, Rocky.
Thanks, Charlie. KD2VOR, good morning, Don. Just to let you know I'm in a mobile going back to the shop.
What'd you have for breakfast?
Best of the Etterman's crumb cheesecake.
I used to love those Etterman cakes when I was single. Crumbs I liked. I'd buy the one with the thick chocolate icing, and I'd eat the icing and leave the cake.
I told you, me and you were a little bit alike. I used to get yelled at for doing that all the time.
Yeah, those miniature chocolate chip cookies that they make are pretty good, too. You know, whenever you got the munchies, Entenmann's was the place to go. Over to you, Don. WA2ZOZ, N1LU Mobile.
WA2ZOZ. Good morning, Rock. Hope everything is well with the new vehicle. I heard you on before, and Debbie has a new vehicle, and I guess she has the mechanic to take care of it for her, so she's really lucky there, as long as she lets you drive it.
I think I'll let her drive it for a while, Don. She just got it. Now we got to figure out when we're bringing the BMW back up to the place, and she can get rid of that. You know, she got two vehicles there. All right, I'm almost pulling up to the shop, picking up with Charlie. I'll catch you guys when I get inside. KD2, be aware.
Let me see if I have it. Okay, very good. Charlie, you want to borrow that 220 beam?
Let me first take care of the meter I bought from you. I mean, I got from you. If you want to sell it to me. But no, I don't want to keep borrowing stuff from you, especially a beam. You know, it's hard to borrow something that's going to take a while to install. If you're not going to use it, I may want to buy it from you. But let's do one thing at a time. I don't want to end up having half your shack in my house. I'd rather do one thing at a time.
Okay, that's very thoughtful of you. Not really necessary, but that if that makes you feel more comfortable, fine. I don't know. Come up with some kind of a figure for the meter that you think is fair. I'll think about it. And hell, there's plenty of time before we have to do that.
WA2ZOZ N1LU Mobile. Yeah, I figure when I pay you for the meter, if I'm going to do the beam thing, I can pick the beam up at the same time, pay you for the meter and pick the beam up, and then we can work out for the beam from there.
Okay, very good. I'm not totally sure if I want to sell the beam. I might do some more experimenting with it. But hell, who knows how long that's going to take.
What brand beam is it? I've forgotten.
I've forgotten too. There was no special name on the beam. I believe it just had somebody's call letters or something. And I don't remember any name that was really striking that I would remember.
Okay. Well, like I said, what I really want to do is get that CX-333, put that up, see how that performs. If I still can't get into the 880, then maybe my sights will go towards the beam, and then we'll figure out what's happening with that. But I appreciate the offer, but like I said, I want to take care of the meter first.
WA2COC. Did you, the light, the external light to the SX-600, did you hook that up to another power supply?
Yes, I did. Yeah, anytime I use it, I turn the light on. Just makes it a lot easier to see. Especially down in my basement. One of my fluorescent lights went out. So I'm going to have to pick up one over the weekend, maybe. Reinstall it. But, yeah, I use the light. It's a nice feature.
Okay, now, did you put 12 volts into it or 13.8 like they recommend? Was there, if you did use just 12 volts, was it bright enough?
I'm not sure what the power supply is. It's a small, little small one, regulated supply. It might be 13.8 volts. The amperage is low. I think it's only like a 5 or 6 amp. I just use it to run fans or, you know, put a light on it on a SWR meter, you know, something that draws low current, but it works fine. No, the light is real bright.
Oh, that's cool. All right, I like that that lamp also. The lighting and the meter makes things a lot easier. You don't have to get close to the unit, to the meter, and maneuver it around to get to your eyeballs better, etc. And even with the 12 volts, it's pretty good. I have a 12 volt wall unit. Oh, I forget that name you came up with, the cube.
Wallwart?
That's it. That's cool. Did you make that up or did you hear it somewhere?
No, I heard it somewhere. I don't know why they call it a wallwart, but that's what I heard. Some people refer to it as, and it's kind of always stuck.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I'm on the F6 now, on high power. The unit's getting a bit warm, but not that bit. Okay, I have to go make a pit stop. I'll be back, WA2ZOZ.
All right, very good, Don. I'm sure Rocky's all situated now. KD2POR, N1LU Mobile. Major D, and a couple of miles away from the George.
82, VOR. Yeah, I'm back, having my coffee. You know those little fans, the muffin fans, and that little light? I got these little power supplies that the cable guy left at my place at home when I had cable put in. They're very low, 12 volts or 13.8 volts, put out very minimal amperage, and they run the muffin fans and little lights in the meters and stuff like that beautifully, and I don't use a lot of electricity.
Oh, you'll have to show those to me the next time I come by.
Basically the same thing as what your charger is for your THF6. That's the kind of power supply I'm talking about. They run the muffin fans and lights and meters, and you use a lot less electricity than running a power supply.
Okay. So it's an AC unit plugged into the wall?
Yeah, it's the same thing you would plug in the wall to charge your HT radios. It's the same little power supply. It runs my cable box at home. Same thing as plugging in a charger for an HT.
What about the connector at the end? How do you make that up to the fan?
I cut it off. I find the positive wire. One's positive, one negative. I strip them back. twist them together and put a piece of tape around them. It runs the fans great.
Okay. Cole, how do you find, sometimes they're not marked, but they're different color wires. How do you find the positive?
You can try it with the fan. You know a muffin fan only runs one way. If you hook it up backwards, it won't run. You hook it up the right way, it will. But usually the wire, one of the wires of the two, usually have a dotted silver trace on it, and that's usually the power wire, the positive.
Oh, okay. All right, very good. Yeah, I probably have a few of those around that I could certainly spare for a fan or some other usefulness. Cool. Yeah, remind me, too, the next when I do bring that car, bring that meter back to you. So you have a meter that you can put on whatever, on the 220 rig, get an idea of what it's doing. I don't know if you heard, mine's doing about 50, 55 watts. But I think that's only because the SWR is, so high, 1.8 to 1. I think if the SWR was flat, it would be doing more.
Both my TYTs basically said the same thing. I used the meter that you loaned me, the one I gave you back. That was between 50 and 55. And even the Micronta said between 50 and 55. I said, I don't know how accurate it is. Maybe it'll read power, but maybe it's not accurate on SWR, because I know you can sometimes read power with a meter. It doesn't matter if the band's close, but the SWR reading is the problem.
Okay, well, that's fine, 50 watts. I'm even happy with that. That's what I was getting with that broken amp. So that's double what the Elinco does, so I'm very happy with that. I have to, get my antenna system straightened out so I can get a better signal.
And 1LU, KD2BOR. Yeah, even when I had your meter here and checked the ladder line, J-Pole, I don't know how accurate it was, but this ladder line J-Pole's running about 1.7 according to that meter, and that's a little more than I want to see. I know it's not bad, but I'd rather see under 1.5.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything runs more efficient when the SWR is down as well. The radio won't run as hot. It'll put out full power. It's just a better station when you have a lower SWR. Yeah, I think in a little while I'll have a little extra money. When I do, I'm going to call up Advanced Specialties, tell them to bring in one of those or a couple of those CX-333s that I want to get one, and I'll pick it up from him. And if I have a decent weekend, I'll try to get up on the roof and put it up. I really want to get my 220 station situated. KD2BOR and 1LU, lower level GWB.
I guess you have a triplexer, an error, a duplexer. Well, if you're going to run two